This morning at Milwaukee's South Shore Beach, researchers plan to pour batches of green dye into the water. The beach consistently ranks as one of the most contaminated in the country. Sandra McClellan and her team from UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences want to figure out what changes might make a safer beach, such as moving it. We met on the big parking lot that links the marina and the swimming area. McClellan says that's one of the problems. Two city blocks of pavement slope toward the water.
What we really want to answer is, if we move the beach a little farther away, does the water clear out quicker? Is the residence time a little less if we do have some runoff?
So residence time means?
How long will the water sit there? You know, if we get contaminated runoff into the beach area, will it clear out in 2 hours and 4 hours, or will it take a whole day? And of course, that's really dependent on the wind conditions and a couple of conditions. But we think that a little further down the shore, one, there's less runoff coming in. Two, maybe there's a little more water exchange. And if there is runoff that gets in, it will clear out more quickly. So that's really the goal of this study we're doing.
So where will the dye be put into the water and how?
You know, we're going to stand in the middle of the existing beach and essentially drop in 1 liter of concentrated fluorescein, and it's a bright green dye. I think it alarms people because it looks like antifreeze. And then we're going to do the exact same thing just around that rocky point to the south, and we're going to drop the dye essentially at the same time and have teams of students taking samples 10 meters away, 20 meters away, and we're going to take a sample every 20 minutes. And hopefully we're going to watch the dye disperse and show up at these sites and then watch it disappear altogether. So watching this dynamic of how it spreads and how quickly it takes to lose the signal, then we can compare them directly. It took 5 hours at the existing beach, and maybe it'll only take 1 hour or 2 at the proposed beach.
So how long will it take for you to have results?
You know, I think we'll get some immediate results. We can look at the data, but we're also at the same time having a boat, thanks to the South Shore Yacht Club, just offshore measuring currents. The kind of currents in this marina area is really complicated. You know, they're bouncing off the breakwall, and there's a longshore current that can go to the south or to the north. All that complexity is really difficult to model. And one of our approaches is, instead of trying to do this really complex model, we're just going to simply make the actual observation. We'll have to do it at least one more time, but under, you know, different wind conditions, how long does it take for water to move away from the beach if there is contamination in one spot versus another?
Hey, the question everyone has is, will you be in the water?
I will definitely be in the water. I actually always like to be the one to drop the dye in. So I'll let one of the students drop the dye in one of the beaches, but I definitely enjoy that part of my job.
Dr. Sandra McClellan is a senior scientist at the UW-Milwaukee's School of Freshwater Sciences. You'll find her this morning coordinating a non-toxic green dye study at South Shore Beach.